After losing my first million, I went to see Rich Dad to ask for his advice. Looking over my financial statement, all he could do was shake his head and finally say, "This is a financial train wreck." And then he proceeded to chew me out. Yet, as I said about the value of mistakes, that financial train wreck and the reprimand that followed were some of the best lessons of my life. The value from that mistake has been priceless and continues to serve me well today. Although that failure cost me nearly $1 million, in the long term it also made me many more millions and will continue to make me even more money in the future. As stated earlier, making a mistake and learning from it can be a priceless experience. Making a mistake, then lying, blaming, or denying, or pretending you did not make a mistake is a waste of a good mistake. Today, when I find myself in the middle of a new mistake, I say to myself, keep your head, don't blow your cool. Pay attention and learn from this experience. This seemingly bad experience will serve you well if you are willing to learn from it. Pay attention and learn as much as you can while you're in the middle of it. Becoming a paper millionaire in my late 20s and then becoming a loser with $1 million in real debt was a horrible experience. I wish I could say I paid attention and truly appreciated the experience while the house of cards was coming down, but I didn't. I blamed, I lied, I denied, and I tried to run from my responsibilities. The good thing was I had my rich dad who pinned me down and made me stop blaming and start learning one of the biggest lessons of my life. Once Rich Dad was through chewing me out, he said, "You have successfully converted $1 million of good debt into $1 million of bad debt. Not too many people make such big mistakes. You can learn from this experience, or you can run from it. You choose." As I said, mistakes can be priceless experiences, but when in the middle of one, it is often difficult to realize the value of your stupidity. Nonetheless, that financial train wreck, as my rich dad called it, was filled with valuable lessons. One of the most important lessons I learned was to face my mistakes, learn from them, and try not to repeat the mistake. Another important lesson was on good debt and bad debt. I did not really understand the concept. My rich dad had often cautioned me about good debt and bad debt. He would say, "Every time you owe someone money, you become an employee of their money." He would explain to his son and me that good debt was debt that someone else paid for you, and bad debt was debt that you paid for with your own sweat and blood. That was why he loved rental real estate and would add, "The bank gives you the loan, but your tenant pays for it." I had heard the concept and understood it intellectually, but now I was learning the difference between good debt and bad debt with my body, my mind, and my spirit. Today, when I see people simply rolling their credit card debt into a home equity loan, I cringe. They may think it's a good idea, and the government offers you a tax break for doing so, but today I know better. All they have done is take very expensive short-term bad debt and turned it into less expensive long-term bad debt. It may bring them temporary relief, but it does not solve the problem. They have turned their credit card debt into a second mortgage, and for those of you who have listened to my other audiobooks, you know that the word mortgage comes from the old French word mort, which means death. In other words, mortir means an engagement until death. Like my friends who work hard only to get deeper in debt, they continue to push the string forward and not learn the lesson. Unless something changes, they will be engaged until death with bad debt. After I lost everything, I felt terrible, blamed others for my mistakes, and wanted to run from my problems. Rich Dad forced me to face my mistakes. Going over the numbers was a painful yet very useful process. By facing my mistakes, it was obvious that I could not possibly work hard enough to pay off all the debt. Most people only lose a little at a time, pushing the string of debt slowly forward. But when you lose a lot of money, the pain and reality of a lot of bad debt is sobering. It was life-changing for me. When you lose $100,000 or are $100,000 in debt, it is possible for most people to physically work hard and pay off that much debt. But when it's $1 million, hard physical work was not going to cut it, at least with my limited earning capacity. Once Rich Dad had calmed down, he looked at me and said, "You can walk away from this experience and pretend it never happened, or you can make it the best experience of your life." For those of you who have listened to our second audiobook, Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant, and our third audiobook, Rich Dad's Guide to Investing, you know about my workout period and some of the different lessons I learned from the process. On that day back in 1979, Rich Dad taught me one of the lessons that has proven priceless. On that day, he said, "The rich have more debt than the poor. The difference is that they have good debt, and the poor and middle class are loaded up with bad debt." Rich Dad went on to say, "You should treat all debt, good or bad, the same way you treat a loaded gun, and that is with a lot of respect. People who do not respect the power of debt are often financially wounded by it, sometimes killed. People who respect and harness the power of debt may become rich beyond their wildest dreams. As you now know, debt has the power to make you very rich, and it also has the power to make you very poor.